The biotech company Moderna said today that it will work with a Swiss company to accelerate the production of a potential coronavirus vaccine. Researchers don't know yet if it's effective, but the vaccine is currently in federally funded human trials in Washington state. Neil Browning lives just outside of Seattle, and he's taking part in this trial. He received his first shot in March and the second last month, and he joins us now. Welcome, Neil.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Neil, a little bit about you. We read that you have two children. You're 46 years old, a software engineer. What made you decide to volunteer for this trial?
So I grew up, my mother was a registered nurse, and I've always been interested in science and medicine. So when this opportunity presented itself, I did my own little bit of research and felt like the risks were minimal compared to what benefits the entire world could reap from people stepping forward and taking part in this trial.
At the same time, there have been concerns that this vaccine has not been proven safe. In fact, the company Moderna, which is about 10 years old, has not brought a single product to market. It uses a new technology with still a lot of questions. Are you concerned about the risks?
I spoke with the research doctors at Kaiser Permanente, who's running the trial for Moderna through the NIH funding here in Washington state. And they said that, you know, there's obviously going to be some risks because this was never trialed previously on animals before going straight to humans in order to speed the process. There are a lot of unknowns. As you said, this is definitely something brand new. There is no dead, weakened virus in this vaccine. So the risk of actually contracting anything from the vaccine is minimal, though it is new research using messenger RNA to reprogram DNA in my cellular structure of my body. I guess the worst possible things that they described could be an adverse reaction to just being vaccinated myself, if I'd ever had any issues in the past, which I have not, and headaches, possible slight fever, congestion, and possibly nausea.
Restructuring your cellular data in your body, that sounds very complex. Can you explain a little bit more about what you've been told about how this will work and really coming to a possible vaccine?
Sure. So the way that Moderna's RNA technology works is that it goes into the human cell and it encourages our cells to rebuild themselves with the spike protein structure that is prevalent on the outside of the coronavirus cell. So the idea is if we can get cells within our body to create those exact proteins, and it looks like something that shouldn't be there, our white blood cells and immune system should react to it as if it were a virus and learn how to build antibodies that match those protein spikes without actually being infected with COVID-19.
How have you been feeling? You mentioned that nausea and congestion might be potential side effects.
So they sent everyone home after their first injection and their second injection with an 8-day memory journal where we were to document any and all issues that we encountered that were out of the norm. The only thing that I had either time was much like if you'd received an injection for the flu shot, where my arm at the site of the injection was very slightly sore the next morning. Within 30 minutes of waking up and moving around, that soreness went away.
What do you have coming up now? Any more doses? How long will you be monitored? Those types of things.
I had the initial injection of 25 micrograms, as you mentioned, back in mid-March. And then 4 weeks later, I had the second dose as a booster. Now I'm in a hold and wait mode where I will go in sporadically over the next year and they will do blood draws to see how my body's reacting to the vaccine, and hopefully see that antibodies are created and that those antibodies stay in the bloodstream for about a year's time, which is the hallmark of a pretty successful vaccine.
What does your family think about you taking part in this trial?
My fiance is a registered nurse, so she and I discussed any of the issues, and she felt like this was safe enough to do and that definitely humankind can benefit from a vaccine. So the more people that try and help out and in this pandemic, the sooner, the better we are. My daughters didn't really know much about what was going on until I pretty much had been getting ready to get in the car and go down and have this done. Now that things have kind of exploded all over the news, and since the injections, states have been in lockdown and they've seen all the impact around the world, they're pretty awestruck by the enormity of what's happening to the world, and that their dad is somebody who's helping try and end this with a good donation of his body to science.
That's Neil Browning. He's taking part in a trial in Washington State for a potential coronavirus vaccine. Neil, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me on.